Blog Talk Radio. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, shalom, and welcome to another edition of The Truth and PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. That was Danny Glover. Y'all know him as Charles Gambino with Redbone. Gotta stay woke because they be creeping. From the movie soundtrack, Get Out. Once again, you tuned into The Truth from PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Bishop Yahusafka with the Israelite Church of God, Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
Reverend Jacoute.
And once again, you tuned into The Truth from PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern time. And before we get tonight's show started, I want to say shalom, peace, and blessings and salutations to the leadership structure in the nation of Israel. First, starting off with the Holy God and Comforter, Holy Apostle, and Shirah Priest, Hazard Daki. I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle, Chief Rabbi Priest Ariel, and Holy Apostle, Chief Rabbi Priest Shah. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Comforters, 42 Chief Priests, and elect ladies of our nation, and holy women. I want to say shalom to the chief bishop and bishops of states, cities, boroughs, departments, and units. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel, starting off with the Major 13 Shield General, all shields and generals. I want to say shalom to the captains, to the officers of the New Hebrew Academy, to the Young Men's Academy. I want to say shalom to the Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to the citizens and units and state and around the world. I want to say shalom to our beautiful sisters in the nation, the doors of Zion. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of heaven. Aharon, how was your Sabbath today?
It's going, but, you know, Satan always has to come in and throw a monkey wrench in the whole system, so, you know.
Right. As taught by the God sent comfort, Holy Patriarch, Peace, Tazadakia. You got to give Satan his time because he's going to take his time. You understand that? He's going to definitely take his time. So we're going to go ahead and get tonight's show started. But before we get tonight's show started, Aharon, if you can give the listeners the God Sent Comforters website, as well as if you can let the listeners know about the upcoming seminar that we have coming up here in the city of Portland. And I'll be right back with you, please.
Yes, sir. So we will be having a seminar next month on the 19th. And as well as Comfort's website is www.comforter.info. Check that website out. A lot of beautiful information. A lot of great, powerful clips to enlighten you in the word of Jesus Christ. Again, the website is www.comforter.info.
And for those who are new to the show and watching video clips, can you give them the warning about watching video tips on YouTube, video clips on YouTube, please?
Yes. So anyone tuned in that's new to the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ or just tuning in for the first time, stay away from just looking up Israelites on YouTube or in the internet. The best website to go to is www.comfort.info to get all your clips, because there's a lot of information out there that is put out as lies by the rebels, people that broke off out of our church and started their own thing, which Christ is definitely against. Again, we're with the living legend, Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Ariel. The one that came up with the 12 tribe sign, the one that was prophesied in Ezekiel, that was going to come up with the 12 tribe sign. lot of people know him as a man of God. People say that he's a man of God, and we could attest that he's a man of God. Well, we just asked these people that left, if you're saying he's a man of God, why'd you leave the man of God? So out of their own mouths, these rebels, these people that were at our church, left, actually got kicked out for being evil, started their own thing, you know, they're going off. So, again, they attest that the living legend, Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Ariah, is a man of God that came up with the 12 tribes son. The only reason anybody knows they're Israelites is because of this man. Identify themselves as one of the tribes is because of this man, Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Ariah, and he's still with us. So if you want to get any information, any correct information, go to www.thecomfort.info or contact us here in Portland. Call in. We got the Blog Talk Radio going. And, you know, we're looking for the food in Portland.
And can you explain to them the difference between the Israelite Church of God, Jesus Christ, the real one, and the rebels of Antichrist?
Right. There's a lot of differences. The main difference is that we have God with us. He's on our side. We're that church in the wilderness. You know, they're actually people that teach lies, that go against the scriptures, that put down women, that call them our sisters out of their names, which, you know, that's ridiculous because the women in the nation of Israel, these are our mothers, these are our sisters, these are our cousins, these are our grandmothers. And they're not to speak, you know, like that towards the princesses of Sarah, or, you know, the princesses like Sarah, you know. These are all princesses, and, you know, we're prince, and that's not how royalty is supposed to conduct themselves, you know. And just a lot of things that they do is they're ridiculous. They're crazy. They don't believe in Christ being born of a virgin when the scriptures clearly tell you that that's going to happen, and it did happen, and that's how you know that that's Christ, because that was a sign given. And, you know, a lot of these guys have agents in them, you know, police agents and FBI agents and CIA agents working on their side, you know. So they're, you know, trying to say they're pro-Israelite when you got the beast in their system, in their group. You know, these people are not really for their people. These guys are Judases. That's what they are. They're Judases. They, you know, they gave up the truth for some money. And, you know, they're going to lose their life for it. We're the real ones.
That's right. We're the real ones. Thank you. Thank you for that. So, again, tonight's topic is, therefore, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Again, tonight's topic is, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? So now, the truth is, God does not love everyone. The truth is, you are not supposed to be smoking cigarettes, weed, or anything. The truth is, you are not supposed to be eating pork, shrimp, crabs, lobsters, oysters, or crabs. And let me get the biggest one, catfish. The truth is, you are not supposed to be getting tattoos. The truth is, everyone is not going to make it to the kingdom of God. The truth is, you cannot do what you want to do with your own body. And when we bring these points out in the general public, we make a lot of enemies, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
People, big, grown, brolic men become very sensual, become very emotional. People want to argue and strive and go back and forth in the Bible, in the scriptures. You know, people want to get upset, want to start a fight and all that. You know, people we've known for years that we thought were quote unquote friends no longer want to, you know, fellowship with us.
Hmm.
Why is that? Again, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Let's go back to the first point. God does not love everyone, regardless of what you believe, what you've been taught, and what you think you know. God does not love everyone. Let's prove that. Let's get St. John. St. John, chapter 17, verse 9. This is Jesus Christ out of his own mouth.
Did not Moses give you the law?
St. John chapter 17. St. John chapter 17, verse 9.
17 verse 9. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine.
You see what Jesus Christ just said out of his own mouth? He said, I pray for them. He was very specific. He said, I don't pray for the world. He says, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. That goes totally against you guys talking about God loves the world. So how do you get around that? You can go to St. John 3:16. Go to St. John 3:16. Let's read that.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
That's your argument right there. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's your argument. See, the thing is, you have no understanding of the scripture. You have no understanding of the scriptures. Let's get a couple of precepts. First, let's get Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 17. And after Isaiah 45 and 17, let's get Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21. Hold on, let's get one more. And then after that, we want to get Acts chapter 7, verse 37 and 38. Now let's link these three scriptures together and see what they say.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17. But Israel shall
but
be
who?
Saved.
But who?
Israel shall be saved.
But Israel shall be saved. Come on.
In the Lord with an everlasting salvation.
Everlasting means continual, not ending. Ongoing. Come on.
Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end.
The Bible is referring to the nation of Israel as a world that has no end. Check that out. The nation of Israel is a world. You look up the word world, it means age, society, generation, people. Israel, the nation of Israel, is going to be a world without end. For God so loved the world. Mm-hmm. Now give me the next precept, please.
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21.
Come on.
Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Read that a little slow. Let me get all that right there. I need to get all. I need to marinate and all that. Read that again a little slow.
Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus.
It says, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus. So there's a church that was set up by Christ Jesus. Come on.
Throughout all ages.
Throughout all ages. Come on.
With world without end.
So the church that Christ Jesus set up is being referred to in the Bible as a world without end. And what's that last word in the scripture, sir?
Amen.
The word amen means so be it. So now, if it's still a little foggy for you, let's get the next precept to show you who that church was that Christ Jesus set up. Come on, brother.
Acts chapter 7, verse 37. This is that Moses was said unto the children of Israel.
That said unto who, sir?
The children of Israel.
Moses said what to who?
The children of Israel.
Come on.
A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me.
That's
him.
Jesus Christ. Come on.
Him shall ye hear.
Here it is, Moses, the master teacher, the prophet of God, the friend of God, is telling you that when Jesus Christ come up, you listen to him. Not me, him. Come on.
38. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness.
Stop. What are we talking about? We're talking about the children of Israel. The children of Israel in the Bible are being referred to as a what, sir?
Church in the wilderness.
A church that was in the wilderness. And who set up this church in the wilderness? Jesus Christ. Now, Aharon, what's the name of our church?
The Israelite Church.
The who? The who? The who?
The Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ.
Check that out. Just so happened, those same Israelites that was referred to as a church that was set up by Jesus Christ is the church that we're a part of. Eventually, that's going to become a nation. No longer the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, but the Israelite nation of God in Jesus Christ. Now, brothers and sisters, we're pulling precepts. The Bible says precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Now, you get everybody out of that. Come on, give me everybody that. Now, I know what you're going to say. You said, but the Gentiles, though, the Gentiles, that brought everybody in. Once again, you have no understanding of the scriptures. Let's get that. Let's get Ephesians. Where you at, sir?
Ephesians
chapter 2. One second. Ephesians chapter 2 and... Oh, I need me some light. One second, brothers and sisters. I actually can't see. One second. Ephesians chapter 2, one second, supposed to have one contact. These contacts are supposed to improve my eyesight. It's madness. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11.
Yes, sir. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh.
Again, what does the Bible, one second, what does the scripture say? It says, you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, meaning you were doing the things that the nations were doing, but you weren't Gentiles. You were Israelites. Come on.
Who are called uncircumcision,
who are being called unclean, go ahead.
By that which is called the circumcision.
By the Israelites that were still keeping the laws, come on.
Made by hands.
Made by hand, come on.
Verse 12. That at that time you were without Christ.
Again, they left off from Christ. They started following idols. Go ahead, false God.
Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel.
You see that? Being aliens from where?
The commonwealth of Israel.
Again, you can't get around this. This Bible is all about the Israelites, brothers and sisters. So, again, we're going to have to do a part two of this. Am I therefore becoming your enemy because I tell you the truth? Thank you for tuning in to tonight's show. God bless you. Good night. Until next week, we say shalom, and thank you for tuning in to The Truth in PDX.